The following program is sponsored by the Jelinski Advisory Group, which is solely responsible for its content. Josh Jelinski is the president of Wealth Quarterback LLC, a registered investment advisory firm located in New Jersey. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm or its representatives by securities regulators, nor is it an indication that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Investment advisory services may only be provided to clients in jurisdictions in which the firm and its representatives are appropriately registered or exempt from registration. You should not assume that any discussion or information contained in this broadcast serves as the receipt of or as a substitute for personalized investment advice from the advisor. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and there can be no assurance that the future performance of any specific investment, investment strategy or product, or any non-investment related content made reference to directly or indirectly in this broadcast will be profitable, equal any corresponding indicated historical performance level or levels, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Securities offered through American Portfolios Financial Services, Inc., APFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Wealth Quarterback, LLC, which is not affiliated with APFS. Tired of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelinski. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelinski Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Call into the show at 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. Now, let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelinski.
Is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. We have a special guest today, Dr. Tom McPhee, wealth planner and author of How to Build Sustainable Wealth. And he'll be joining us to discuss his new book. So Dr. McPhee grew up in financial poverty, but was able to beat the bankers later in his life through knowledge and financial education he learned. So, hey, Dr. McPhee, for our listeners who don't know about you, describe your background. What do you mean by growing up in poverty?
Well, good morning, Josh, and thank you for having me on the show. I grew up in an 800 square foot house with eight people living in it. I slept in a twin bed with my older brother, and we really didn't know who wet the bed the night before because we slept so close together. You know, we had central heat. We had a wood stove in the living room, but it didn't reach the bedrooms. And our walls were made out of 2x2s instead of 2x4s with no insulation. We used to scratch our initials on the walls in the morning in the frost that had built up on the inside of the walls. Really didn't know I was poor until I was about 10 years old. And at that time, I saw that other people weren't dressing like I did. And it was an interesting feeling realizing that that other people had a different lifestyle than we did.
Mm. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Southern Oregon, in a little town called Riddle. It's a mining town, or was at the time. Now it's just a bump in the road.
Mm. Wonderful. And so explain your journey. Okay, so you're growing up in Oregon, and then what happens? Then what do you do?
Well, like I said, at age 10, I realized that this wasn't the life that I wanted to continue to live. And I thought that education was going to be the answer to it. And I went heavy in the academics. I became a doctor, and then followed suit. I followed up with a PhD in another related field. And sadly, all my education didn't really teach me anything about money. And so 20 years into the medical profession, I found out that I didn't understand enough to even understand what my financial planner was telling me I should do or might should do. And I found out at that time that most of my hard work and money was going to pay his fees rather than to help me build a sustainable retirement.
Mm. And so you wrote this new book, How to Build Sustainable Wealth. Why did you write it?
I wrote it because statistically we're seeing that people that are 65 years of age today, according to Bloomberg, have only saved enough money for 9.7 years of their lifetime. And this is leaving many people without any money for, you know, 8 to 11, 12 years after their money's gone to live on what? Social Security? And that's really sad to me because we live in the richest country in the world and there is no real need for that to ever happen.
Now, my producer said to ask this question, what does the book not help you discover? And why using the negation? It reminds me of the old theology classes, you know?
Well, I think it's important that if people pick up this book, they don't look to it to help them find their risk tolerance or how to diversify their portfolio or time the markets or split dollar average or purchase bonds or flip your nest piece of real estate. There's lots of books out there and people that can help you do that. But this book was written primarily to help people stop losing money and to keep more of the money they already make. Americans by far make more money than anybody in the world. And it's not how much money you make, it's how much money of what you make that you keep that counts.
Yeah, you also talk about in the book the famous Will Rogers quote, "I'd rather the return of my money than the return on my money."
Yes.
How do you illustrate that to your clients and readers of the book? People don't get that.
Well, you know, today Americans are spending over $100 billion a year on credit card interest. So what can we do to help them recover some of that interest they're just going to dish out to the credit card companies? If we can help them keep some of that money, that could make their retirement a much better future for them than if they just continue to do that cycle of revolving debt over and over again.
And we'll talk about how people can get out of debt and your tips to get out of debt and also to finance various purchases in your life. But first, let's talk about the American picture. You mentioned the Bloomberg quote about the grim picture of American retirement. Any other statistics or tools that you use to illustrate that concept?
Well, if people have only saved enough money for their first 10 years in retirement and they're left on Social Security after that, that average is about $1,400 a month. And then Medicare takes a big chunk out of that. So here are some facts off the Social Security Administration's website. Without Social Security, 15 million more people, nearly 4 out of every 10 people, would be living in poverty today. For the majority of American seniors, Social Security provides them with more than one half of their retirement income. For 20% of Americans, Social Security provides them with 90% of their income. And if you're a woman, then 97% of senior women are depending on Social Security for 90% of their income retirement. And that is just unacceptable.
So 90% of women rely on just Social Security to get by. Is that correct?
97% of women depend on Social Security for 90% of their income.
Where do you get that stat? It seems...
That's off the Social Security Administration's website.
So we really have shortchanged American women. I find that if you're a woman, listen up. Make sure your husband has life insurance and make sure they have Social Security to the max. If you have nothing else, get some life insurance and delay Social Security. Any other tips as we talk about women? You know, maybe you have a woman who's 55. They're married. They don't have as much saved in retirement. What do they do? You know, where do they start? You know, a lot of people.
Well, I think what you said about life insurance is really important, because life insurance, according to Andrew Carnegie, was one of the five pillars of Americanism. He said that it does something that banks and investments never can do, and that is to replace income when an income earner is gone. I know my own father had a nice pension from PERS. He had Social Security, and they were my parents were humming right along, and then my dad dies and leaves my mother without anything except his Social Security check. Mm. It's very, very hard to live on $1,123 a month. And so if my father would have thought about that, I'm sure that he would have bought a permanent life insurance product so that when his pension disappeared, mom had something to live on.
Mm. Yeah, and we'll talk about the importance of life insurance later. But first, your book talks about how we are the solution. You're responsible for your own financial well-being, not the government, not your financial planner, not your CPA, not your favorite radio or TV financial guru. I want you to elaborate on that.
Well, I think that as I work with thousands of people across the country, I find that there's this underlying concept that it's someone else's responsibility to make sure that I don't end up in poverty when I retire. I don't know how many people I get on the phone with that are 60 or even 64, 65, and they want to retire in a couple of years, and they have done nothing to keep anything that they have earned up until that point. And it's like, what? How can we get to that point that late in life? Mm-hmm. This is our responsibility. We need to understand how money really works. We need to start early. I think we've been fooled to think that, oh, we're young, we have plenty of time. And yet, the sooner we start, the more that compounding is going to work for us, and the less that we're going to have to put aside out of our own earnings to make our retirement happy. And so we have something called the life benefits formula, where we say that work plus mutual respect for others and yourself and education times your faith or your vision for the future will help you build the sustainable wealth that you're going to need. And when we talk about that, that puts the responsibility back square on our own shoulders, not on some financial planner that we're going to pay a certain fee, or our CPA, or some financial guru that we saw on TV, or and not even our own government, because our own government necessarily isn't our friend with all the regulations they've placed upon us and our ability to build that retirement fund.
Mm. So we are the solution. And folks, Tom's people have been generous to give 5 free copies to the first 5 of you who schedule and keep your no obligation review. You can get the book by going to his website, or call us 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. You get the book by Tom McPhee, author of How to Build Sustainable Wealth. That can be yours when you schedule and keep your own Take Back Your Own Financial Future review. Big government can't and won't save you. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. We'll be back after these messages.
It's always on your mind. Retirement, whether you're 55 or 35. Not everyone wants to work forever, and most would like a comfortable retirement. You may already have a plan, but is it the right one? Josh Jelinski, host of the popular Financial Quarterback radio program, is ready to guide you towards financial freedom. He challenges the ways your parents and grandparents saved money with fresh strategies, which are exactly what you need to navigate today's volatile economic climate. Josh's new book, Retirement Reality Check, is available to order on Amazon. It's an easy read that guides you through his system for securing your financial freedom, including tax-saving strategies, understanding the right investment mix, and more. Order now. Retirement Reality Check. Call Josh at 888-988-JOSH. Let Josh help you map out your retirement using fresh strategies. Call 888-988-5674. That's 888-988-5674.
Hey, meet you out on the first tee?
Yeah, I'll be right there, just reading this article.
On what?
New bill Congress passed. Looks like it's going to affect the value of all retirement savings plans. My financial guy didn't tell me about this when I saw him the other day.
Well, my guy did, and we made a plan. You may have heard of him, Josh Jelinski.
Josh Jelinski is your guy?
Listen, if you're 10 years or less from retirement...
Which I am.
Josh will give you a free economic plan, which includes retirement planning, a 27-point checklist to make sure your income lasts as long as you live. He'll even help you navigate the current tax code.
I'm definitely going to call Josh.
Cool, but first, can we play some golf?
Call Josh Jelinski, host of the popular Financial Quarterback radio program, for your free economic plan. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-JOSH.
If I close my eyes, I can almost hear my mother calling, "Neil, go find your brother. That is home and it's time for supper. Hurry on." And I see two boys racing up two flights of staircase, squirming into Papa's embrace, and his whiskers warm on their face. Where's it gone? Oh, where's it gone?
With all the, what are the songs today, Bob G? Jewish artists, in honor of the blessed new year, and then soon to be Day of Atonement. So, Dr. Tom McPhee is our special guest. Our featured book today is How to Build Sustainable Wealth. So, Tom, you talk about beating the bankers. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think the bankers have set up a system where they become the middleman. And so we make deposits into banks, and they use our money, and they charge people interest. And they don't give us all that interest because they have to make money, which is only fair. But they've told us that we can't play that middleman role. And yet when we look at people like Warren Buffett and Jeff Bezos and other people that have very successfully played the middleman by managing other people's money, we can. We just have to find the right tools to be able to help us play that role of the middleman. And we call that middleman being your own money manager. Instead of letting someone else manage your money, you begin to get the knowledge, the education that's required, and then you can play the role of the middleman just like the bankers do in your life right now.
So give me some examples of being the middleman. So how do I be my own banker? I hear that phrase sometimes. I don't know what it means. I mean, I do, but maybe other people don't.
Sure. Well, you know, I was 45 before I understood this, but there was a little book written back in 1933 called The Richest Man in Babylon, and it says that we should keep 10% of everything we make so that we can build an estate for ourselves and a legacy for the next generation. And that's life insurance. And life insurance allows us to multiply the money that we do keep to create a huge legacy, and at the same time still allows us to access that money without penalties to use for other purposes. So for example, if someone's paying 15 or 20, or I've even seen 32% on a credit card with a client, it makes a lot of sense to borrow against your life insurance at 5%, pay off the credit card at 20%, and then make the payments that you were making to the credit card back to yourself, refill your life insurance policy, pay the interest the insurance company requires, and keep the other 15%. Now we've played the middleman.
So what about people who said, I want to pay the life insurance company interest? A lot of people don't understand how that works. Do you want to explain
that? That's why people need to understand how money really works. It's not so much of who we're going to pay interest to, it's not so much how much interest, it's who we're going to pay it to. Because all of us pay interest because we pay it on money that we pay cash on by losing it, opportunity costs, or we're going to pay it to somebody else. Because that's just the way our world is set up. If we take money out of our savings account to pay for something, we lose the interest that we would have earned on it. With life insurance, the growth continues to happen when we leverage our policy. And so it only makes sense to honorably pay the people that are lending us their money, which is basically the other people that are buying life insurance in a mutual company. And, if we understand the game, it's very easy to play and win.
Mm. So what about people say, well, I mean, this is me. I have a ton of life insurance on myself. We've had Nelson Nash on and others who wrote the book. I think you wrote the book, Bjorn Beck. I read him on years ago.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
What about, me. You know, I look at 30-year fixed mortgages at 2.5% right now. Why take money out of life insurance at 5% when you get 2.5% from the bank?
You know, that is something I wouldn't recommend a client right now, because when Nelson Nash wrote his book, interest rates weren't 2.5%. You couldn't get a car loan for 1.1% like I recently did on my new Expedition. So we have to be wise. And we have to be educated. That's why education is part of the life benefits formula. We have to understand what's going on. Otherwise, if we just follow a system by rote, we can lose money. And that's one of the first rules of creating sustainable wealth that you should never do. You should never lose money.
Great. So you're not one of these be your own banker that says, you know, buy your car from your life insurance, buy your house. It really is using common sense. So if you can, if interest rates shoot up, I mean, which folks, we could have a scenario. The Fed is trying to stoke inflation. So we could have a situation 5 years from now where we could have rampant inflation, runaway high interest rates if no one wants to buy our debt. Hopefully not. That's not the case. I mean, the Fed has said, hey, over the next year and a half, we're going to have low interest rates for as long as the eye can see. But as we know, central bankers know nothing and they can't really be trusted to tell us anything. They say, oh, we're going to raise rates, and then they lower them to next to nothing. So folks, I think you're really saying, if you're going to use a store, and this is where I think some people get confused with life insurance is like a cornerstone financial product. It doesn't replace things like your ability to earn income. It doesn't replace your ability to even grow the money in the market. It is a complementary, it's sort of like I once heard it said, it's like a turbocharger on the engine. It's not the engine. And so,
that's a good analogy.
You know, it's I use my life insurance because it is a conservative store of cash. I came from poverty as well. And to me, I love the fact that if I die, my family gets a bunch of money tax-free that's non-tethered to the market. If I get disabled, I have waiver of premium. I have cash value that grows uninterrupted. I don't have to worry about March coronavirus dropping 40% in my market accounts because I now have a stable store of cash. So that's kind of how I view it. I know you have a whole system that you call the life benefit system. Elucidate that a little bit. So if you're seeing somebody who just starting out, what do they do?
Well, oftentimes people have heard of life insurance, but they misunderstand it. They believe that term insurance is something that's going to be permanent, and they're shocked when they get to the end of the road, or they look at their statement one time and find out that they've got coverage maybe for 15, maybe 20 years, and then the premium is going to go skyrocketing. So what we try to do is we educate people. That's where we start. We try to show them that permanent life insurance is something that is going to be more expensive up front, but over a period of time, usually within the first 10, maybe 12 years, they are going to have more money built up in the cash value of the policy, which is money they can access, than what the product cost totally. And when that happens, if they cancel their policy at that point, where they probably would be canceling their term at that point anyway because of increasing premiums, their permanent product hasn't cost them a dime because they'll get back more from it than what they paid into it. However, the goal isn't to cancel their policy at that point. The goal is to manage that money, become the middleman, and use that money where they would normally either be losing interest to somebody else or where they can buy assets that are going to put money back into their pocket and help them earn more money.
What type of assets do you like to buy?
Well, you know, I'm really good at business, so we have several different types of businesses. Besides just the coaching that we do for people and the life insurance business. But we have clients all over the country that some of them use it to trade options with. They take their cash value and trade options. They're very good at that. Other people are really good at real estate, so they use the cash values to either do down payments on real estate or actually purchase real estate outright. I'm thinking of a client in Chicago who is an anesthesiologist. And he kept driving by this building that was vacant. And he thought, boy, that would be a great place for my practice to be and all my partners. He went to the bank. The bank won't loan him money because it's a vacant building, hasn't been generating cash flow. And on the way home that night, he says, I can buy this building with my cash value life insurance policy. He did. He fixed it up. They moved in. Now the bank is really excited about loaning the money on it. So he gets the money from the bank and replenishes his life insurance cash values. And he's looking for a second piece of commercial real estate. So there's just infinite ways, like Nelson Nash used to say, of how this can be used. But it's all based on getting educated so that you know how managing money is going to put money back in your pocket and not take it out.
Wonderful. So Tom McPhee, the book is How to Build Sustainable Wealth. Whether you're just starting out or you've already built sustainable wealth and don't want to give your money to a bunch of bankers and middlemen, call us 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-5674. And if you're among the first five who schedule and keep your no obligation review, 888-988-JOSH, you'll get the free book, How to Build Sustainable Wealth. And his website is life-benefits.com. 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you worried about the recent coronavirus crisis and how it may have affected your money? Hi, everybody. I'm Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, inviting you to join me for my complimentary 6 Ways to Keep Calm During Turbulent Markets webinar. If you schedule and keep your no-obligation webinar today at 888-988-JOSH, it's a great thing to do. If you're stuck at home under stay-at-home orders, call us right now, 888-988-JOSH. Josh, if you're bored, there's never been a better time to get a second opinion on your wealth than right now. 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-5674. And go to my website, retirementrealitycheck.com today, and take your free investment profile quiz. And when you buy my book, you're eligible for 3 free gifts. 888-988-JOSH.
Call Josh Jelinski, host of the popular Financial Quarterback Radio Program. 888-988-JOSH.
People who need people. We now, folks, people need people. Isn't that a message of your book? We don't need the government. We don't need big government. Big government can't save and won't save. If you look at my own home state of New Jersey, they just raised the tax on small business owners like me who grew up in poverty. We now have to pay 10.75 cents of every dollar we earn. And folks, call Steve Sweeney. Call Greg Coughlin. Call Governor Murphy. Folks, every wealthy person I know is talking about fleeing New Jersey for Florida, where there's no state income tax, for Tennessee, where there's no state income tax. We need to have a tax system like Pennsylvania, where they only tax income 3.07 cents on every dollar. And I think it's atrocious. Big government can't and won't save you. In fact, many small businesses were shut down due to egregious stay-at-home orders that went too far. And it wasn't even, oh, you get to wear your mask. No, people were shut down. Gyms, restaurants. So that's a lesson your book teaches, right, Tom? You know?
It is. We have to respect each other mutually. We have to respect ourselves, first of all. Otherwise, we can't respect other people. But, you know, the taxes, the regulations, the horror stories I have heard about people that have depended on their state retirement funds, it just makes you want to cringe.
Yeah, that's the next thing. Because with a state like New Jersey, when they tax all the wealthy people so they flee, they're not going to get enough revenue. So they're going to keep taxes going up. And then they're going to say, you know what? We ran out of money for the pension system. Teacher, you slaved for 30, 40 years. But we're sorry. We only have half the money, so you're going to get half the check. So if you're a teacher, if you are a part of the state retirement systems of these high state taxes, we encourage you. Save 10% of your pay. Don't rely solely on the government. So it's funny, Tom, that they're saying now, okay, we're losing revenues due to coronavirus. They don't realize they're losing revenues because people are fleeing. They're going to Texas.
And they kept them from working.
You know, they're going to South Dakota. They're going to, why now, especially with Zoom, you don't have to be in a locale anymore. And so blue states have to get their act together and bring some tax parity, or else they're just going to keep losing people. And
it is. It's amazing here in Las Vegas where we live, how many people are deserting their house and moving up to rural areas in southern Utah. You can't find a rural property in Utah that isn't 2 to 3 times higher than what it was before Corona hit.
Wow. Yeah. And that's an area where I believe Utah has a state income tax and Nevada doesn't. So if you have state income tax parity, that's why I think, you know, New Jersey, all they need to do is cut it to 4 or 5%, and they would get all the people from New York and Connecticut. New Jersey has some beautiful rural areas in the north and south, north near the Poconos and the mountains of Sussex County, and south near all the beautiful gardens where you get Jersey tomatoes. It's a shame. So they're driving people out, and I know it's happening in California, Oregon, where you hail from. People are going to Washington where there's no state income tax. And that can be a revenue raiser, having no state income tax. So it's crazy. Yes. But a message in your book is you are responsible for your own future. And so
we are.
What type of doctor? You have two doctorates. What are your doctorates in?
So I was injured in track and field as I was trying to earn scholarships for college, and was left unable to compete until I visited a chiropractor. And so I dedicated my first 20 years of my career to being a chiropractic physician. And I also have a PhD in nutrition.
Mm, wonderful.
Completely foreign fields from finance.
I actually disagree with that. There is a lot to do with Chiropractors deal with structure. And really, if you are a good financial planner or wealth planner, as you call yourself, you're really dealing with the structure of one's finances. That you're not dealing with the mere symptoms of the problem, but the structure.
And it's really fascinating you say that, because the word, the old English word will, W-E-L-E, means well-being, prosperous, or successful. Mm. And that includes our health, that includes our finances as well.
Yeah, and nutrition as well. You know, there are people who, you know, swear by taking vitamin D, vitamin C, getting, you know, proper hydration, all these things as a way to fight, you know, build the immune system and build your, you know, if you don't have your health, you don't have your wealth. So I think there's even a link there with nutrition. So who do we have? David has a question for Dr. Tom McPhee. Go ahead, David.
Hi, I have a friend of mine who now is a widow in Florida. Her husband left her penniless, died 10 months ago. So she's been on state aid and Medicaid for her income, and she's just now going to inherit $100,000 from another old friend. How does she put that in a trust or something so that in Florida she can still get her state benefits?
That is a good question. And, you know, sadly, this is what happens to so many people, is that it's something happens to them suddenly. They lose a spouse, and there has been no preparation for this. So the only way for her to keep that money from being used against her for her Social Security or whatnot is that it has to be in an irrevocable trust. If she has any control over it at all, then what is going to happen is that what she takes from that can be used against her. So she needs to get with somebody that can help her set that up so that she is protected, and what she has paid into Social Security is she's going to get at least part of it back and not have to be taxed on it.
And we have some attorneys that we could refer her to. Give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, who do business in Florida, New York, New Jersey, wherever. But you know, it depends. Maybe she doesn't want to get the benefits. Maybe she wants to have that grow for her. Maybe she could also gift that to children. You do have to watch fraudulent conveyance and other issues. That's why probably a good attorney would be helpful in dealing with that. So give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, we can help. Or anything else, David?
Well, I know in New York there are some companies, some trust companies that would take the money and use it to pay her necessities, let's say her rent or something like that. But I don't know of anybody in Florida that a trust would do it with a minimal or no cost almost.
No attorney is going to do a trust at no cost. Generally, you know, a couple grand. I've seen $2,000 to $4,000, but if it's worth it to her, I think it would be worth it to get good legal counsel on what to do with the money so she could retain her benefits. You could do an irrevocable trust in Florida, and you know she would have a trustee, and the trustee would dole out money, typically for what's called the HEMS language: health, education, maintenance, and support. So. A good question.
It might even be that someone could set her up with a charitable remainder trust where the charity gives her support and she gets a tax deduction even from it. So she needs to get good counsel.
Yeah, exactly. So wonderful. Well, David, thank you for the call. Dr. Tom, as we conclude out this segment, your book talks about the power of free cash flow in reducing taxes and building financial sustainability. Talk about that as we conclude this interview.
I always like to go back to what Jeff Bezos said to his stockholders in 2004 about free cash flow. He said that Amazon.com is not about profits. It's about free cash flow. And we historically look at the profit margins that Amazon has done. It's way below other companies like Google or any of the other major tech companies. And so what Bezos understands is that free cash flow is money that can be spent repetitively, time and time again, without paying taxes, whereas profits have to pay their taxes before they can be spent or when they're spent. And so when we build up cash values in a life insurance, in a permanent life insurance product, that is our free cash flow. How do we manage it? We can use that repetitively over and over again, and we can create the velocity of interest that banks make money with that money ourselves while we're paying the interest just one time a year to the insurance company. And free cash flow is so critical to understand, and yet people brush it off and say, well, I can earn a higher rate of return. Well, there's no doubt that you can, but the volume of interest is what we're focused on, and we want to create large volume like Amazon.com has.
Interesting. How to build sustainable wealth, Tom McPhee, life-benefits.com is his website, and you can get one of the first five copies free when you schedule and keep your no obligation, What Do I Do With My Money webinar, 888-988-JOSH. We'll be back after these messages with your calls.